That's got to be good. It's 7 after the hour. Good Day Weekend continues. With the helpful Harry, he's also known as Phil Leppard. He's the supermarket guru. And right now he's suffering from fair and milder, I think, whichever it is that comes up first. You've had not enough steak. You haven't had enough protein. That's your problem.
No, I've had enough protein.
Oh, yeah?
It's just with all the traveling, just with with everything that we all have to do day in and day out, you know, at times it just... Well, overwhelms our bodies.
Ken Kronhaus, the medical doctor here on the Good Day program, was just talking before you came on about allergies and how bad the allergy season is this year. And because you do travel a lot, when you're in Los Angeles, I know living there part of the year, there is goodness, if you will, all year long. So there isn't a ramp-up time. You have it around you, certain fragrances and stuff. I know when I live very close to you, down the street there, some of the fragrances that we'd feel in the early spring, February, there was just a wonder in the air. I loved it. But, you know, if you were in and out of that, if you went back to the East Coast, say you went to New York or I did or Boston or Washington or whatever, and in the cold and out of it and you come back, so your body isn't conditioned. And then you're traveling at this time of year when the stuff that's in the air is more potent, it seems. I mean, I said to Ken and I've said to other people who are doctors, you know, what the heck is going on? Is it me or is it something else? Because every year I felt for the past 10 years the allergies would get more noticeable. They'd attack me more and in different ways, different places. And so is it me or is it the atmosphere?
And well, I think it's both.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, because if you take a look, we have dirtier water, dirtier air.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's leading to so many of the increases in food prices, and our bodies are changing.
Yeah.
You know, as we get older, our bodies change.
Yep. All right. So we have lots of things to cover here in this hour, as usual. Some of the things that you'll find in the supermarket. What happens with Phil in the supermarketguru.com website? Each week he goes through a number of new things that are on the market. He'll give you his pluses and minuses. Matter of fact, you can sign up for the Supermarket Guru Daily News Flash and find out what the hits and misses are. Delivered straight to your inbox. You can find Phil by going through DougStephan.com on the co-host box. You see Phil's name there and all the things that are part of our discussion today. But more importantly, you can get his expertise anytime you'd like it. So check it out there. This was it this week or last week? There was Hemp History Week. I know we spent a little time on it last week, and I couldn't remember whether we started it off last week or finished it last week.
Yeah, no, last week was Hemp History Week.
All right, so we don't have to go after that.
And Ron Paul.
Yeah. So he's your candidate, right?
No.
Oh,
not my candidate, but good for him. You know, he's,
right.
he's once again, you know, bringing in a bill to allow hemp to be grown in this country. And when you think about it, you know, it's just so absurd. And again, you know,
we have lots of absurdities in our country, pal.
Yeah,
you know that.
Talk to the DEA about this a number of times, and the bottom line is they know it's not marijuana, but they say that in the fields they can't tell the difference. Well,
so
maybe it's not about growing it. Maybe it's about hiring people, you know, who don't need glasses.
Yeah, maybe it's about leaving it to adults' choice. If you want to use stuff and it's bad for you, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, why is it the government's business?
Yep.
That's another one of our things. There's a subject for a different day. We're going to meet Colin Van Ostern, who is from Brown Cow Yogurt. How now, Brown Cow Yogurt? This is interesting because the yogurts around, I've not thought about this. I sell yogurt in my dairy store and never thought about whether it was humane certified. How are the cows being treated? Well, Mr. Dairy Farmer, me, wants to tell you that this is very important and it'll be important to you, and we'll find out why in a few minutes. And then we'll meet Mike Forbes, who is from the California Olive Ranch, and we need to, what Phil wants us to do is understand completely what the various types of olive oils are. We hear extra virgin. Are they extra? What is extra virgin?
And more importantly, you know, what they found probably about a year ago is a lot of the quote-unquote extra virgin olive oils that were being sold as such weren't.
Uh-huh.
And that's the
right. It's a there's a lot of hoaxes And so you need to know, you got to really read the label and understand what's what really you're buying. At DougStephan.com this week, or every day, we have Phil Lembert put up a tip, information that you can use in terms of, for example, this week we helped out with gluten-free food. You had information about gluten-free food, which is becoming, even though a lot of people don't have celiac, is becoming a thing. It's sort of becoming an in thing. If you buy gluten-free, you think it's kind of like organic. It's better for you. And I don't know that that's not the truth if it's really gluten-free, right?
Well, I think it is better for most people. We consume far too much wheat in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who don't have celiac, and only a little less than 1% of people do have celiac in the country, they report they feel better. And why not? You know, you don't have to eat the same foods all the time. And when you think about the bread that you eat and then the pasta that you eat and everything else with gluten in it, you know, it's time to balance your diet. It's all about, you know, varying your diet, eating a lot of different things. And frankly, if I have pasta and some of the new gluten-free pastas that are out there that are made with rice flour, for example, are so much better. I like those better.
Rice bread. I have rice bread that's gluten-free. Now, we have allergies. There was something else at DougStephan.com this week from you about allergy-fighting properties of vitamin C. Maybe you haven't taken your own advice. That's why your allergies are kicking in. I know I take a lot of vitamin C.
I don't have allergies.
What do you have? You have allergies.
I'm sick. I'm just exhausted. I'm tired.
Yeah.
That's all.
Anyway, the allergies that we have to peanut food. You know, this time of year we're talking about allergies that we think we have, and most of us do, to the flora and the fauna. But the other allergic stuff that we have around us, there's something to be aware of, but it's almost to the point of getting out of control. If you can't bring your kids, your kid can't bring a lunch bag to school with peanut butter and jelly because the principal's worried about some kid being allergic to peanut butter, good God.
You don't even want to get me started on all these schools now are, you know, prohibiting kids from bringing, you know, peanut butter sandwiches.
The height of stupidity.
And, so on. And it's just, there's so many other things you can do. Yeah. I mean, you could set a table aside or tables aside in the cafeteria that are peanut-free or wheat-free or whatever else, and those kids with the allergies, let them sit there.
Yeah.
But, you know, having a generation of kids who cannot, you know,
well, you know what it is,
Phil, school. Come on.
It speaks to the fear-based society that we are developing thanks to the news media and thing. I was in a doctor's office the other day to get an MRI, and I went to the counter, and I, you know how I am. I kibitz with everybody, and I looked over. There were two women sitting at the counter. One of them had a picture of her dog, and I looked at the dog. I said, what a wonderful dog, great eyes. And the woman said, yeah, thank you very much. And the girl sitting next to her said, no, the dog's bad. And I looked at her, I said, what are you talking about? She says, I'm afraid of dogs. I said, why are you afraid of dogs? Because they scare me. I said, why do dogs scare you? She said, I'm afraid of everything. I said, why are you afraid of everything? She says, I watch too much TV. So I looked at her, and I said, I felt sorry for her. But you know what? She's right. I said, you do. If you're afraid of everything, it is because you watch too much TV. Why don't you change your life? She says, no, I want to know what's going on. I said, what makes you think what you're watching on television is what is really going on? And then she looked at me with this sort of dazed look on her face, like as if this, you know, what we have, she was probably 24, 25 years old. There's this, everybody coming along now is so ingrained in the audio and video world. Everything they do is dependent on their iPhone or what they can see and get, and everything is about fear. You're afraid these kids that are coming along in the lunchroom, we don't want to bring a bag lunch because there may be something that someone in the cafeteria is going to be allergic to. What the hell are you doing to yourselves and your family with that kind of thinking?
Well, new research just came out this past week that once again, you and I have said this before, that once again, if you, as a pregnant woman, consume peanuts while you're pregnant, it will actually build up the resistance to a peanut allergy.
Right.
The problem is that all these people, when they get pregnant, oh, I'm not going to have dairy, I'm not going to have peanuts, whatever else, and the kid pops out with all these allergies because there hasn't been the natural evolution of their systems to fight these allergies.
Somebody came into my dairy store yesterday and bought 2 gallons of raw milk, and she was, by looking at her, 8 months pregnant maybe, and I said, is this milk for you or for the baby? And she said, I've been on this. I've had three children, and when I'm pregnant, I always get raw milk because I think it's much better for the children. I said, so do the kids eat or drink the raw milk afterwards? And she looked at me and she said, yeah, but she hesitated like she was giving into that business about, you know, it's safer right. for the kids when they're out. It's good enough for them when they're inside of me, but it's not good enough for them when they're out on their own, which I thought was really pretty interesting.
It's we are raising a nation when it comes to our food and to our health that, you know, it's like that woman that you talk to. They're afraid of everything. They have the TV on.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, she doesn't have on CNN to find out what's going on. She's watching Two and a Half Men.
Right.
She's watching, you know, all these other crazed shows.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. All right, we're here to solve your problems as far as food. 800-510-8255. Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, here at 18 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731. That's 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Busted.
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Phil is here. Phil Lever, the supermarket guru, the focus on food news here on Good Day Weekend.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Three after the hour now. Good day, weekend program. Doug Steffen here with that which is good to eat in terms of going to the grocery store, going to wherever it is that you buy your food stuffs.
And what about vending machines? There's this week, there's a new innovation in vending machines. You're not going to believe this.
Really? Well, let's hear it.
Well, Pepsi now has a vending machine that basically you can gift a soda to someone else. So what happens is you go up to they're calling it social vending. It's like Facebook for soda. And again, keep in mind that soda sales are down.
Yep.
So, you know, they're
people realize the stuff's bad for you. The stuff's bad for you.
Yeah. So
people realize that.
You know, your credit card or your money, whatever else. And then you put in your friend's email or phone number and the machine, and you can do a video. The machine has a little camera in it.
Really?
So you can send a video to somebody, and then they get this email or this text with this code. Then they can go to another similar machine, type in the code, and get a soda that you've bought for them. How stupid is this?
My God.
This has got to be the I mean, when you look at the technology, and as you know, I love technology. Mm-hmm. I think that the technology is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why are we doing it with soda?
Yeah.
You know, can we do it with
because
something
because you answered your own question. You answered your own question. Because their sales are down, and they're desperate to keep all these corporations the same. They have to exceed for the board of directors and the stockholders.
And
they have to exceed what they did last year no matter what. So what can we do to overcome all the bad news about how horrible this junk is? All right, well, we'll try a different way of selling it and get everybody's attention that way.
Doug, to be honest with you, and you know I consider you a close friend, but if you sent me a text or an email with a code to get a free Pepsi, I would send it right back to you. I'm sorry.
I know. If I send you a text or a code for a free bottle of raw milk, what would you do with that?
Then I would take it.
All right. And how about some free yogurt from Brown Cow Yogurt? Would you take
that? Absolutely. I love Brown Cow Yogurt.
Colin Van Osteren is the brand manager for Brown Cow Yogurt, New Hampshire outfit. Colin, I'm in Massachusetts. I have a dairy farm. I don't sell your yogurt because your yogurt is well represented, shall we say, in other good stores around. But what I'm most interested in, I'm happy that Phil brought this to our attention, is that your yogurt has become humane certified. Why don't you tell everybody what that means?
Well, we're really excited about this. This is a program run by the American Humane Association, and our yogurt, Brown Cow Yogurt, is now American Humane certified. This means the farms that we use pass a 200-point checklist of independent audits to show that they're taking care of the animals well. We think it's important first because it's about our values as a company, but second because it also tells our consumers about the quality of ingredients they're getting in our
trade.
Right,
can I handle this for a minute? I don't want to. Sure. I'm not screwing you, but I want to because I'm a dairy guy. I've been around cows all my life. I don't slaughter my cows. My cows are my people tease me, Colin. They say that my farm is like Club Med for cows.
Yeah.
This is so important for people to understand that you're not getting milk out of the pool, basically. And maybe you want to explain that. You're getting the milk directly from the farms. It's brought to you versus it going into a big into the pool. If you're certifying the farms directly, that means that you're buying directly from the farmer.
That's right. And, in fact, you can go to our website. It's browncowfarm.com, and there are videos of a number of the farmers who supply milk. Our plant is in Antioch, California. It's near the Bay Area, and all our milk is from local California producers.
Yeah.
And so we're proud of that relationship, and we think that it actually makes for a great-tasting product.
Yeah. All right, so Phil, now you can have at it.
Sure. Well, one of the things that's so important, in fact, about a year ago, you know, we started working on our trends for 2011, and they come out, you know, every August or so on. And we highlighted humane as being one of the big trends. And I think one of the reasons for that, and we're going to see more and more companies follow what Brown Cow has done, is frankly, and, you know, Colin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm hearing a lot from consumers that they're disappointed with what organic means, what they thought it means, what it has become, and so on. So as a result of that, they are, you know, looking for more substance with products. And we're seeing, you know, a rise in people buying humane products, halal products, kosher products, because that really means more to them than just a marketing phrase.
Well, and we think it's important to show consumers that we're willing to put teeth behind what the all-natural claim means, which even more than the word organic has gotten fuzzy over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our yogurt doesn't use artificial sweeteners or colors, or our milk is produced by cows, or the farmers don't use artificial growth hormones. But at the same time, you know, when you see some brands that you would never think of as all natural coming out with advertisements claiming that they are, it makes you scratch your head and wonder, does this mean anything?
Well, it it speaks to the government screwing things up again, whether it's the natural or organic, let everybody into it. The big companies want in because they see where the locavore movement is going. Everybody wants to buy local.
We as consumers are fooled. We're stupid.
Yeah.
We see these claims, we see these magazine ads or the TV ads, we run out immediately. We don't look at the label.
No, you've got these big Gorelick, which is owned by Dean Foods and Sweets, the biggest, most obnoxious people in the dairy business, and they have on the trucks local milk from local farms. That is so much a load of manure, speaking of cows, etc. Hold on, Colin, it's half past the hour. Phil Lippert is here, the supermarket guru, and Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From the For What It's Worth department, Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, is here to help you. He's brought to you by the incredible edible egg, America's egg farmers. I got a note in my eggs. I sell eggs from the country hen in Hubbardston, Massachusetts. I would not have on my farm, Phil, I would not have chickens. Can't stand them. Don't want to have anything to do with them. But these people, I've been to their...
I didn't know this about you.
It's really, they're horrible creatures.
Really? But, you don't have dreams about chickens?
No, I don't have any dreams about it. But what I do know is that the eggs that come from their place, they sent a little flyer with the eggs this past week explaining omega-3s. Mm-hmm. And they were apparently the first commercial organic omega-3 egg producers back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And now they have, all their eggs have 600 milligrams of omega-3s. The recommended daily allowance for women is 1,100, so you're supposed to, men is 1,600. So you take from that, women ought to have two eggs a day, and men ought to have three, or maybe four, if they want it. This is apparently better, they think, than fish oil for heart disease. And you know what? Last week, or the week before, I don't know if I had this conversation with you or not, the whole sort of controversy about omega-3s and whether they, if you have too much fish oil, whether you get prostate problems, you know, you go, okay, this is good for my brain, I'm going to take a lot of it. And then the research showed if you take a lot of it, it'll affect your prostate if you're a man negatively. So then what do? Then we get down from the omega-6 to omega-3s, and whether it's EPH or DPA or whatever the hell. Hello,
and
folks.
That's why consumers, when they go into a supermarket, are so confused. And we look around and we keep on saying, you know, 65% of America is either overweight or obese. A study just came out this past week, Doug, that showed that people are giving up on being healthy.
Yeah.
It's just so confusing. They're just saying, you know.
But the information is there. And thus, let's get back to Colin Van Osteren, who's here from Brown Cow Yogurt. You're hearing us, Colin, have these conversations. They must enter into your marketing and your managing an outfit like this, a yogurt that is that's from milk that comes from cows that are actually happy and not in. If you go to California,
how do you know if a cow's happy?
But you can tell honestly. I can go into the field with my cows and they run around. They play with me. They really are. I'm not kidding about the Club Med thing. These are animals. They are. Maybe it's because I have personified them is the word. I've made them human. Mm-hmm. And you can teach a cow, you can make a cow feel good about the conditions they're in. A cow gets from its conditions the ability to make milk. You know, the old expression when we were kids we grew up on was a carnation from contented cows. Mm-hmm. If cows are not contented, and you go to some of these farms in Arizona, New Mexico, and through some of the upper portions of the Midwest where there are 5,000 cows, 10,000 cows in these lots that are full of manure, they have no ability to walk, they have four lactations and they're dead, the milk that's coming out of those cows is garbage. Now, and that's what Colin's telling us. He doesn't, the milk that he's getting is not from places like that. And people are smarting up to this. They know that the milk that comes from those places is garbage.
Well, and one of the, one of the key things here is health and quality. And so the key principles behind the American Humane Certification include things like making sure that the cows are disease-free, uh-huh. that they get a healthy diet, that they get shade and shelter and exercise. And, with the number of food safety issues we've seen in this country over the past 10 years, I think that gives, that gives consumers a little bit of added confidence. And, the people who buy our yogurt, most of them don't know what this 200-point checklist is and what's on it, but they know that the farmers are taking care and putting, a real level of detail into the care of their cows, and that's what's important to them.
Well, and I don't want to get into too much detail. One of the ways that you, because you're not buying from the pool, you're getting it directly from the farmers, so you control the source. And that's important because the government, again, has, and I know people sometimes say, oh, there he is on the government again, but the government, folks, has screwed up this to a fairly well. Never mind that you don't know natural and organic, and that has no value, but they have made it so difficult for the farmer to make any money because of the pricing policies. That's why so many farmers have been driven out, and that's why there are so many big farms, because the people think that's the only way they can make any money is to have cows that they milk three times a day and not a lot of land, and the feed is questionable. Grains now that are around, what they feed the cows, I mean, never mind they don't take BST, but the grains, for the most part, are full of stuff that you wouldn't touch. You would never want that in your body. I think you've done a very important thing, Colin. It'll be good for your business, and it's good for the people who are using your product to know that they are getting something that is good. You have how many different types of yogurts do you sell?
Well, our most popular is a cream top yogurt. Our maple cream top is the most popular yogurt we sell. My wife's family's from northern New Hampshire, and actually they produce some maple syrup up there, so I have a particular love for it myself. But we also have a number of flavors. We have low-fat, we have non-fat, we even have a Greek yogurt as well.
Yeah, that's becoming very popular, isn't it, the Greek yogurt?
It is. It really, it's actually revolutionizing the yogurt category.
Yeah.
But a lot of our consumers love that old-fashioned, unhomogenized cream-top yogurt. The cream literally rises to the top of the cup, and it makes a really unique taste experience.
So my challenge to you is, especially in California where you can sell raw milk, make a raw milk yogurt.
Wow. I haven't thought about that. It's interesting, actually. I don't want to get into too much detail, but we do lower temperature pasteurization than your traditional yogurt, and we use smaller batches.
Well, you use the vat.
Exactly.
I've explained this quickly for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, and this is important for those of you who want quality. What happens in the vat, the old way of doing it, is 185 gallons or so, you put in the thing and you cook it. Basically, it's slowly done, takes 3 or 4 hours sometimes to get it done, and then you have not cooked out of it the flavor and the benefits, you've just cooked out of it the bad bacteria. Whereas if you drink the milk from most of the sources that are controlled by these one or two companies, they microwave it, laser it, and so they kill everything. They kill the bacteria, they kill the taste, they kill the value of it. It is garbage. I can't underscore that enough.
So what do you really feel?
You know how I am about this.
And that's why they have to load it up with so much other stuff, all the artificial flavors and sweeteners and colors, because they got to put back in.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly right.
All right, good luck to you, Colin. Thanks for visiting with us.
Doug, thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Yep.
Thank you.
Do I get too strident when it comes to this sometimes?
No. It's important for our listeners to understand how food is made and what the difference is between good food and bad food. Colin talked about food safety. yet again, this week there was another survey that came out that showed that consumers have a higher level of confidence when it comes to food safety in our food supply than they have in 10 years. That's rubbish.
Of course, it's rubbish.
I look at our consumer panel who had less confidence. We're looking at more food recalls. Come on.
And the government, by the way, the Food Safety Enhancement Bill that Phil and I talked about and sometimes argued a little bit about last year, first of all, it's not getting funded, so it's going no place.
Right.
And secondly, it didn't address the problems. It went after the people who were were the good suppliers, the smaller guys, the family farmers like me, and protected the guys that are the problem, the big companies, because you look at who and how this was supported, and you see where the money the campaign funds, where they came from, and it's just, it's ridiculous. It really is.
One good thing that's happened is there are more inspections for imported foods.
Yeah, yeah, and that was the
only thing that I can point to that said, you know,
yeah, we couldn't do this, that, or the other thing in America. But you could bring in food from other places, and God knows where it came from or what it was. No inspections whatsoever. No quality. No nothing. So, all right. So I've been striding enough about that. Eggs. Omega-3s. I'm becoming much. I'm putting eggs in lots of things. I'm putting eggs in pancakes that I make, and I'm putting it in. We have this MetaFast program that we support, and you're not supposed to. You know, you're supposed to be just put. The mix in water. I don't do that. I put eggs in all of the stuff. And I think it's better for you. I don't know whether it's...
Well, eggs are an incredible way to start every day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein, and just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. At an average of just 15 cents each, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein and deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen by just visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, 19 before the hour. Phil Leffert, the supermarket guru. Would you introduce us, please, to Mr. Backer, who's the CEO of Fresh Healthy Vending? What a great idea he's come up with.
This is a terrific idea. And before I introduce Jolly, I've got to tell you that we actually did a report a few months ago, and you talked about vending machines around the world. Japan has probably some of the most interesting vending machines that are out there. You can just Google it and see, you know, where they're selling live chickens and vending machines and all kinds of stuff. Well, there's actually a vending machine that you did a report on that grows lettuce.
In the machine.
And basically what people do. Yeah. As they pass by it every day and they watch, you know, they pick, you know, the head of lettuce that they're going to buy, and they watch it grow. Mm-hmm. It takes about 20 days to grow the crop, and then you just put it in and the lettuce comes out. Now, that's not real practical, but I think what Jolly has done with Fresh Healthy Vending is given us a practical solution. So, Jolly, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you here and glad to see what you're doing. So the 101 is, you know, forget about those vending machines, Doug, that are loaded with the cookies and the crackers and the candies and the soda and stuff like that. These are healthy food vending machines. Now, Jolly, there was an experiment probably almost 10 years ago in Vermont where some of the schools tried healthy vending machines, and really we haven't heard anything about it. Is this an evolution from that?
You know what it is? It is. 10 years ago, the food was completely different. Today, the kids are very familiar with our products because our products come from, and I'm sure you're aware of, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and any fresh grocery store. That's all we use in our vending machines. You have, like, Pop Chips. You have Stonyfield Farms yogurts and smoothies, Naked Juices. It's just all fresh and organic food.
So when people see the vending machines, and I'm sure you've done a lot of research on this, and again, both Doug and I applaud what you're doing. So when people go to a vending machine and they look through the glass and all of a sudden they see all these healthy things, what happens? I mean, are they smiling? Or are they saying, you know, where's my Fritos?
No, you know, that's interesting you say that. We have our franchisees. What has happened is because of the Healthy Hunger Free Kit Act of 2010, it mandates national-wide nutritional standards in schools. So we have hundreds of locations that have called us on a monthly basis. And what we do is we put our food in there, and it's very familiar. The kids are familiar with the foods because more and more people are becoming socially responsible and realize that the junk food is just horrible for you, and the obesity problem today is just out of control. So they realize what they're getting from our machines are good, healthy, and taste good.
Where are your machines?
Yeah, we're all over. We have 55 franchisees, over 550 locations throughout North America and Canada.
How do you supply them?
We supply them. We have a source. It's a distribution network with a group of individual offices throughout the country. And we buy food from them, and we deliver for free to the franchisee location. And they love it. It's free delivery, and it's all healthy foods, and they can order it anytime they want, and it's there from anywhere from 2 to 3 days from ordering process.
So, Jolly, I'm going to be tacky for a second, because we've all heard stories about the vending business. So you have this new idea, this new concept. Mm-hmm. It's great. The food is great. You put together this network. What about the people who are in the vending machine business today? That certain times stories have come out that it's very suspicious, that it could be part of the mafia, it's a cash business, all that stuff. What's going on with them? Are they, you know, giving you some trouble here?
You know, they're not. I think I'm not trying to be smart or anything here, but I think they're a little concerned with the movement. You know, again, Mr. Obama wouldn't move it. Program and the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, I think if they don't get on the bandwagon, they're in big trouble.
So do you think we're going to see those vending machines change to do what you're doing?
I think they have to. I don't think there's any other choice.
You're going to get a lot of pushback from Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola.
You are.
They aren't going to be your
correct friends.
Huh?
No,
Frito-Lay, they're all going to be out looking for you, pal.
Well, I think they already are.
Uh-huh.
But, this is just it's the movement. I'm sure you've seen.
Well, it's the extension of the locavore movement in a sense. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, Mr. Backer, and so I'm very familiar with what people want. I was lobbying in Washington this week with a group of other farmers from New England before several members of Congress who are on the Ag Committee, and one of the things that's becoming extraordinarily clear to these people is that the folks in this country want food choice, and if you don't give it to them, you're risking it may be one of those third rail things the Social Security and Medicare. Food choice is a big, big issue, and don't kid yourself. If you think people are droning about just saying, oh, well, I guess it's too bad that I can't get what I want, that's not what's happening at all. Phil, you have to run into that as well all the time.
Yes, and you're right. People want to know, you know, where their foods are coming from, reading ingredients. We have never been at this level of interest in food, whether it be recipes, everything. Everything is changing very rapidly in the food world.
So
with prices going up, you know, you're going to see even more attention to it because raw material cost is going up. You know, the government is saying this year food somewhere between 4% and 6% up. It's going to be, you know, double that. And the reality is, as prices go up, people get more concerned, and they want to make sure that they're getting good value and good health for every dollar.
So
I'll have to say this: the vending business is about a $40 billion a year business,
mm-hmm.
and the healthy food, natural organic food business is probably the biggest uprising sector in that business.
When you say uprising, what do you mean?
It's just people are just realizing, and parents are tired of kids having, you know, junk food, and just people are being more aware. Every day I watch shows, I think you guys do too, it's about obesity.
Yeah.
It's our number one problem.
And it's
America
so obvious,
today.
Too. It's amazing. All right, hold on just a second. We'll pause for a few moments here. We're talking to Jolly Backer, who's the CEO of Fresh Healthy Vending, about a new concept in vending machines. He has hundreds of them around the country, and there's no cookies, crackers, candies, and chips in there. 49 past the hour.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff, and now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, hunting, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Could $10,000 make your home renovation dream come true? Whether it's turning a basement into a home bar, restoring an antique or a family heirloom, or creating a backyard oasis, people across America are devoting their time, efforts, and passion to working on personal projects that stand the test of time. And Grant's Whiskey is offering a $10,000 prize to help. Celebrity DIY and home building expert Carl Champley has more.
Home DIY projects shouldn't just be about getting the job done. They should also be about getting the job done so that it endures. With a Grant's Real Stories contest, I'm teaming up with Grant's Whiskey to encourage people to share stories about their home renovation projects at grantswhiskey.com so that we can help them bring their next project to life. The grand prize is $10,000 and participation is absolutely free.
The deadline to enter the Grant's Real Stories contest and a chance to win $10,000 is April 30th. For more information, visit www.grantswhiskey.com.
I'm going to keep well my vegetables card.
Ah, vegetables, veggies. It's 54 past the hour. A few more minutes here with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, and Mr. Jolly Backer, who is the CEO of Fresh Healthy Vending. So the website, by the way, is freshvending.com for a franchise, freshvending.com. So what would you find in a typical vending machine, Jolly? And are they all the same? Do they all have the same healthy menu, if you will?
We have different menus. We have they're called planograms. And we have planograms for high schools, middle schools, universities, YMCAs, health clubs, offices. It's primarily the same foods and snacks and drinks, but we mix it up a little bit because we know which is the most popular brands, and so we fill those with those type of products.
Now, Jolly, you know, if I look at vending machines, some of them are very sophisticated where they're taking credit cards and all this stuff, and they actually send a message back to headquarters when something is, you know, running out. Is that the kind of machine we're talking about, or is it the old style?
No, no. This is with technology today, which is great. Our machines actually talk to our franchisees via cellular modem to the computers every evening. And they can, on a daily basis, that lets them know which items have been sold. So they can go back the next day or the following day and restock those machines.
So it's
really neat. It's very helpful. They love it. It makes their job so much easier.
100% fresh juices, fresh veggies, fresh fruits, smoothies, yogurts, all that sort of thing. And you're seeing, as you said, this in more schools. This has become a big thing. There was a controversy this week in Chicago where a school said to parents, because 85% of the kids are on some kind of subsistence, that is enough to drive you bonkers in and of itself. But to the parents who wanted to send their own lunches to the kids, they said, no, you can't do that anymore.
They can't do that.
We don't know what you – what are you, crazy? But with that sort of publicity, this sort of movement in your vending company is probably an alternative that, you know, I don't know whether your local guy was there to try to get a vending machine into that school, but, you know, that's the kind of thing that perhaps would help this movement move along, yeah?
Yes, sir. Just to the Chicago issue, we have three franchisees there that are, you know, are absolutely after this, going after.
They're
this.
All over that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
They're all over it.
All right. So freshvending.com. That's the phone. That's the phone number. Good day. That's the web address. The best way to find out about it for all of the right reasons. Thank you. Good luck to you, Mr. Backer.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so what about that, Phil? Just as an aside, we have about a minute left here. The essence of being able some governmental agency says, no, you can't make sandwiches or any of that stuff. You can't.
I mean, what's about food allergies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that now we've got so many kids with food allergies that, frankly, that's the reason that they're doing it. But the other hand is that when you go to a vending machine, it's going to be more expensive than if you made it at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to your point, you know, a lot of these kids are on part of the SNAP program or whatever else. Where's the money coming from to buy, you know, the naked juice for $3 instead of the soda for a buck?
Yeah. The SNAP program is a federal program, by the way, folks. It's run by the Department of Agriculture. It's a food stamp program, in essence, or at least a relative of it. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Go to supermarketguru.com. You can find it easily by going to DougStefan.com. The co-host box has Phil's lovely picture in it, and you go from there. Learn all about your food choices at supermarketguru.com. Phil, have a wonderful week.